Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Sincerely Jada, a podcast hosted by yours truly, Jada Amoy. And if this is your very first time listening, this podcast is dedicated to learning and unlearning. And before I get into it, I'd like to paint the picture for you. So it's currently 7:50 p.m. on a Tuesday evening, and I have been trying to record this episode or prepare for this episode since 5:30. So this is very unlike me because typically I record things in advance, I make an episode outline, and I think of my topic, but I wanted to switch up the content and get into some more lighthearted episodes as well. And essentially, I am recording this episode with very little preparation. So just as a little aside, I had to just take the rice off the stove because I forgot that I was cooking while trying to record this episode. That just shows my dedication to this podcast because I could have burned down the house and been without dinner. All because I'm trying to give you the content, give you the episode. But yeah, that's an aside. Basically, just don't multitask. Don't do anything while you're cooking. It's not a good idea because you're going to forget about the rice. And I feel like rice is such an easy thing to forget about. It's very much so a side character in the meal. Like if you're making chicken, obviously you're going to remember that the chicken's in the oven, right? I got the chicken out the oven, no problem. But when it comes to the rice, I barely saved it. But that's fine. That's not relevant to today's episode. Let's move on. I'm going to be having a lighthearted discussion, just mostly responding to Reddit scenarios and situations that are maybe a little bit juicy, a little controversial, where we all know Reddit, right? People are struggling with their personal situations or experiences, and they're asking for advice essentially from strangers. And I am one of those strangers who's going to react and respond because I love giving my opinion, as you may be able to tell, because I have a podcast. Feel free to respond and always let me know what types of things that you as listeners are enjoying so that I can continue to incorporate them into future episodes. So like I said, I'll be reacting to some of those. Some of them will be funny. Some of them will be wild. Some of them will be relatable maybe to some of you who are listening. So maybe you can choose to take my advice or not because some of it might be unpopular opinions. But yeah. In addition to that, I'm actually going to start this episode by responding to a few anonymous topics / questions that were submitted to me. I have an anonymous link in the episode description on whatever platform that you listen to. Through that anonymous link, you can basically submit questions or just like topics or comments to be featured on the podcast or for me to just respond to as well. And a lot of them that are submitted are a little strange. Like, for example, there's some people asking me if I like anyone or to name my exes. I'm getting married next year. What exes? So one person asked if I want kids eventually and how many kids do I want to have? So when it comes to kids, yes, I want kids eventually. I think like relatively soon, actually, like maybe the next 4 years or so. So if you see me pop out with a kid or with a belly, mind your business. Just kidding. But anyway, essentially, I want 3 kids, I think, but I'm open to that changing. I'm not open to more than 3, I don't think. 3 might be a bit of a controversial number because then there's the one in the middle. So I don't know. I'm flexible because obviously I don't have any kids. I don't know what the responsibilities are. Don't know what the finances are going to be saying, but hopefully they're saying a lot. But yeah, it'll depend. But I want 3. I know that I'm going to want at least 2. And in my ideal world, I've always wanted twin boys. Like, I just see myself being a twin boy mom. And I'm not going to be one of those weird boy moms who is obsessed with their son and condones his behavior and acts like the son is their man. Not going to do that. But I definitely think that I would be a good boy mom. And then, of course, I'd want a daughter as well. That's where the 3 number comes from. The idea that I'm going to have twins, even though that's a little bit delusional because I don't know any twins in my family. But manifesting. So yeah, somebody asked me personality or looks. I don't know. I feel like looks matter. They definitely do matter because, you know, if you look at someone and you don't really find them attractive, I feel like it makes things difficult. I think I'm somebody who really values intelligence because I'd like to think that I'm intelligent. I mean, you know, some of the decisions I make sometimes could be a bit questionable, who knows, but essentially, I feel like I'm someone who can hold conversation, especially deep conversation. Sometimes I just act a bit unserious, you know, and I like to laugh. And I also value like banter, somebody who can give me a little bit of sass, somebody who can, you know, give it back to me and have like a clever, witted conversation. So I think since those are aspects of my personality that I like about myself, I would prefer somebody who has, you know, a similar personality or just a personality in general. So based on that, I think that personality is more important because personality is going to come in handy as, you know, the looks fade and as time goes on. But realistically, looks really do matter. And I think that there might be certain traits or aspects of somebody that aren't conventionally attractive or attractive based on what your type is. But as you continue being with someone or getting to know someone, those unconventional features that they might have or things like that can become more attractive, if that makes sense. So for some strange reason, somebody decided to ask me, who was my crush in middle school? And let me tell you, we're not going to get into that because I am not somebody who has had many crushes in my life, you know, because I don't be liking people for real. But anyway, let me tell you, in middle school, this is a fun story to start off this episode. I somehow developed some level of boldness, which I don't know where I got it from because I've always been shy. But I messaged this guy that I liked in middle school, and I told him that I liked him. And let me tell you, this was a very light, innocent crush. Like, what am I, 5 at that time? And, you know, it wasn't that serious, whatever I had said. But did you know that this person responded to me and sent me a paragraph basically outlining all of the reasons why I would just never be the girl, all of the things that they thought about me, later apologized, but that's fine. But anyway, when it comes to middle school and crushes, that's what came to mind. And that is why I don't believe in shooting your shot at a man as a woman, because men are rude and you may end up getting a paragraph response on Facebook, on the internet, telling you that you are not that girl, that you're looking dusty, and that they are not interested. So yeah, never did that ever again in my life. So I think that's a good segue into what this episode is actually about. Let's get into those Reddit scenarios and situations, and I'll start sharing my opinions. And like I said, don't be afraid to hit me up on the podcast, Instagram, or any other platform to share your responses and your impressions on what we're discussing in today's episode. So the first Reddit scenario or situation I'm going to discuss is actually from the Am I the Asshole thread. Excuse the French, but essentially this is a thread where people give their scenarios, their situations, and basically ask for advice or the perspective of a stranger to see if they were in the wrong. So the first one is, am I the a-hole for not defending our relationship more? I, 44-year-old female, live in a small town, population about 2,000. Ooh, that's real small. I've been dating my boyfriend, 52, male, for 8 years. We were at a holiday party in December with probably 200 guests. Someone asked when we are planning to get married. Boyfriend said never. People continue to press the subject, so I said that neither of us wanted to get married currently, but if it changed, we'd be sure to let them know. Ooh, sassy. So boyfriend said, if you ever change your mind about marriage, don't bother talking to me about it. Just move on and find a man who wants to marry you. Okay. Everyone was staring. I cried. We went home. He has brought it up a couple times since then, but it's not really something I see a point in discussing. He's made it clear from day one that he doesn't want to get married. I don't want to either. I wouldn't have said what he did in public. The way he said it embarrassed me, and it hurt my feelings that he was so flippant about breaking up and going our separate ways after 8 years of being in love. But again, it's nothing I didn't know from private conversations. Every Tuesday we have dinner with friends at this Mexican restaurant. So last night at dinner, a guy I know socially from living in the same town walked up and said he knew I was exclusively dating my boyfriend, but he just wanted to say that I should call him if I ever decided that I wanted a serious relationship. Then he looked at the boyfriend and said, nothing personal, man. I know we may go way back because they're about the same age and hung out in high school, but if she ever decides she wants more than casual dating, it would be over between you two anyway. After we got home, boyfriend was upset with me for not making it clear that we have more than a casual relationship. I told him that I wasn't the one who made our relationship status unclear, and if he felt something was unclear or misunderstood, he could have set things straight himself. So she's asking if she's in the wrong or not defending the relationship. Let me tell you, this is my opinion, okay? I know some people might not have marriage as a priority or might not be interested in getting married, but this is completely disrespectful And I'm not talking about the guy who made the comment. I'm talking about your boyfriend, babe. So this girl's boyfriend said in front of a lot of people that basically if she ever thought about getting married, she shouldn't bother bringing it up. Instead, she should find someone who wants to marry her. You know, I understand that he doesn't want marriage, but I feel like something about saying that in front of other people. I mean, you said that you know that from private conversations, but I also get concerned because I feel like oftentimes women develop the same stance as their partner. So you might want to do a certain thing, but if the guy that you chose as your man says that he doesn't care about that, all of a sudden now you're anti-marriage. And weddings have been on your Pinterest board since you were 15. What's the truth? But yeah, I say all this to say that it might be possible that the girl in this situation actually does want to get married, but she's convincing herself that she doesn't because this guy seems to take such a strong stance against it. And the guy who came up to you in the Mexican restaurant is clearly picking up on the vibes. He basically said, when you're done with old boy over there, come get a real man. And that's big energy. Maybe you should get with him, girl, because is this relationship committed? Is it a serious relationship? Because you guys are, he's already 50 and you're pushing 50 and he's basically calling you his little yeah yeah. I think that he's realizing that he might not want certain things with you, or he might not be ready to take your relationship to the next level, but it's clear that there's a market out there for you. When people say that they never want to get married but they're still in a long-term relationship, I don't really get it, if I'm being honest. I think if you don't see marriage as something you want to do, maybe it's because of the legality, you don't want to have those legal ties, those financial ties, and I understand that. But at the same time, I still think that it's a bit problematic that your man is basically saying if you ever want to get married, he would rather lose you and lose your relationship than marry you. Why is marriage such a deal breaker? I don't get it. Does anyone understand it? Like, I don't get that perspective at all. And I think that it's good that that guy came up to you because it shows him that whatever your relationship is, maybe it works for now, but who's to say that in 15 years you're going to be satisfied with still being somebody's girlfriend? When you guys are 60, when you guys are 70, your stance might change, and it seems like his stance is never going to change. So I don't really know about this. Speaking of marriage, am I the asshole for calling off the wedding after my fiance joked he was trapped in the marriage? My fiancé proposed to me 3 months ago. It was a beautiful, intimate proposal, and I loved the idea of telling our future kids about his proposal. I was really excited to plan my wedding. I work in the events industry, and this sort of thing is my passion. My fiancé has ADHD and finds planning very boring. His default response is, whatever you want. So I've had full creative freedom, but I am a little sad he didn't contribute to anything, even the color scheme. My fiancé and our friends were talking about the wedding. I was telling them some of our plans to cut costs down, and my friend made a joke that it was a good thing my fiance locked me down because I'm a professional. My fiance joked that he didn't lock me down, I locked him up. He said he was trying to enjoy his last days of freedom before I trapped him in the marriage. I felt really upset that he didn't acknowledge my hard work in planning and the wedding because he joked that I was trapping him into marriage and that I pushed him into getting married. I decided we should call off the wedding for now. He wasn't interested in getting married, and I don't want to marry someone who wasn't enthusiastically wanting to get married. I talked to my fiancé and said that I'm going to call off the wedding plans, and we should reevaluate if he really wants to get married or even stay in the relationship. We haven't sent out RSVPs or booked many vendors, so I want to call it off before it becomes an even more expensive mistake. He was very upset that I called off the wedding and said he was just joking. He said it's normal to joke about this. Am I the asshole? I am engaged, so I feel like this is something that I felt very strongly about, which is why I included it. So he's basically saying that it's normal to joke about you locking him down or trapping him. I don't think so. I don't think that's a normal joke to make, I'm not gonna lie. And I feel like a lot of guys maybe like to make this joke because of that whole perception that for men, marriage is kind of prison. They're not going to be able to enjoy their life. They're not going to be able to do the things they used to do, all of this. And I don't think that you're in the wrong. I think that calling off the wedding is a strong reaction. But I see why you did that. I'm not going to lie. Because if he just made a comment and was like, oh, she snatched me up or she locked me up, that would have been fine. But I think him adding on to the joke and saying, that he was trying to enjoy his last days of freedom before you trapped him in the marriage. The fact that he said that in front of other people is very disrespectful. And I don't see why you were supposed to find that funny. I feel like for you to have called off the wedding in response to that comment, I feel like you already kind of felt like he was not enthusiastic about getting married. I mean, you've been doing all the planning and he hasn't really acknowledged or pointed it out. And I feel like you already kind of felt like it was a red flag. Like you wanted him to share in the excitement, share in the planning. And he hasn't been doing that. And then I think that that comment that he made just kind of made you feel like, hey, this is not how this engagement period is supposed to be. I'm not supposed to be the one just juggling everything. And then on top of that, you're making snide comments to people about how I'm trapping you. It doesn't really feel like this is something that you are equally excited, equally passionate about, or just equally interested in participating at all. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like calling off a wedding for which you said that you had already booked a few vendors, but not many, I feel like that's a bold decision because you literally got engaged 3 months ago and you're calling it off already. But I mean, to be fair, he could be madly in love with you. I guess he won't know at this point, but I think at the same time, I think a lot of men, you know, have this disinterest or like they're dragging their feet during the engagement process because they're not interested or they see it as boring or they just don't have a specific vision. They don't really care to be involved. But I think in some cases that can foreshadow how they're going to be in the marriage. A lot of these guys, especially older men, like older men sometimes that you see in the grocery store, they'll like make these comments about their wife. They'll be like, oh yeah, the old ball and chains is acting up again, or just like these comments that we think are so lighthearted and funny, but it's actually not funny. Why do you describe your wife or your marriage or your fiance in that way as they're prohibiting you from living a good life? Like, I don't think I would find that funny. I'm not gonna lie. You know what I mean? Sometimes we have to take these comments and these jokes that people are saying literally. There can be some truth to it. And at the end of the day, if you're so enthusiastic, you're so excited, I think it's fair to want somebody who feels the same way, you know what I mean? Or can at least fake it and recognize that it's a really stressful period. There's a lot to do. So maybe he's not interested, but that doesn't mean that he shouldn't be helping at all. Him giving his opinion, him giving his support, even if it's just researching things, would go a long way. And he's not doing that. So I see why you started to question things. Okay, those two were rough. A lot of these actually have to do with relationships. I feel like people just tend to submit more questions for advice, or maybe relationships are just the root of everybody's issues, it seems. So this one, messy, wild, drama is what comes to mind. So this one's a scenario. So this person is a 27-year-old female and their boyfriend is a 27-year-old male. A few nights ago, my boyfriend fell asleep with his phone unlocked. He'd been acting weird with me all week and I didn't know why. So I took the opportunity to have a snoop. I know it's wrong, but I couldn't help myself. So I didn't find anything as to why he's been off with me, but on his browser history was OnlyFans. I've never been bothered about him watching, you know, the adult videos, but I did feel a bit weird about him paying for it. So I had a look around the profile. It turns out he was subscribed to two of my friends who do OnlyFans, as well as my younger sister who's 24. He'd been subscribed on and off to the two friends since 2019. And this was posted this year, so keep that in mind. Despite having a fake name on there, obviously, he can't deny it's him as it's his card details that are saved. This obviously shocked me to my core because why would he be paying for this? He speaks so negatively about them doing OnlyFans, but he pays to see them do it. He owes me £1,000 and he never has enough money in the month to start paying me back. We are literally so poor, but he has money to spare for this and the fact that it's my sister. We have an 18-month-old son and live together, so breaking up isn't going to be easy, but is this even a worthy thing to break up over? I'm so hurt by this and I don't know what to do. I've been pretending everything is normal. The thought of breaking up terrifies me because who's going to love me, a single mom? And who's going to love me and my son together? I know it's my own fault for looking and I obviously wish now I hadn't. We've had issues in the past with him lying about stupid things and being snaky, and I just always think he's eventually going to cheat on me and I might as well end it now before he does. He's all I've known for 10 years and he's my first everything. I just need some advice or reassurance. Oh my goodness. First of all, this is wild. He owes you £1,000, but he's spending it to see your associates barely wearing any clothes. Wow. You're scared to break up with him, but you even said that you feel like you've had issues with him in the past and you feel like eventually he's going to cheat on you. And you guys have been together 10 years, you know, mind you, 10 years, and he's still your boyfriend. But anyway, whatever. So this one is an easy answer, babe. Like, this guy seems like he's not right in the head, and he essentially is dealing with some perversion, some attraction maybe to your younger sister. And I think it's foreshadowing that he's going to do you dirty, because this is extremely inappropriate. It's not like random strangers or people that he knows that you don't. It's literally your family members and your close friends. You guys have a family together. You guys have a son who's basically just come out of the womb. And this is just wild. Like, this is very upsetting. It's very heartbreaking. And it's very embarrassing as well. Because imagine if he was using his real name and everybody was seeing this, or if it got leaked that it was him. I 100% think you should confront him. And he's probably going to then hit you with the, oh, well, you were snooping and this is my privacy. If we don't have trust, we have nothing. And to that, you reply to him and say, I guess we have nothing then. What a shame. Some people, even when they're confronted with the evidence in their face, they're still going to try and lie. They're going to try and flip it on you. And whatever he can use to make it seem like you're in the wrong, he's going to do that. And you can't stand for it. Yes, you were snooping, but you found something. And you found something very concerning, very frightening. So yeah, you're going to bring it to him. And he's going to be like, it was my friend subscribing. Somebody just logged into my phone. Like, it's not mine. And then you can turn the phone to him and say, well, why are your card details there, honey? And I'm sure if we go into your bank history, we can see the transaction. So let's not try and evade the truth, you know? And then at that point, maybe he'll start confessing. But I think it's really interesting, because when people start confessing, when they know that their back is against the wall, all of a sudden they start crying, they start having an emotional reaction. But you didn't come to tell me this. I had to find it on my own. And now all of a sudden you're so sorry and it's the biggest mistake you ever made. Yeah, sir, I'm sure you felt so guilty about it that you kept renewing your subscription on a monthly basis when you could have canceled it. But at the end of the day, what I'm going to say is I feel like people often move forward in relationships after there's been a breach of trust, not because they're willing to move forward or they're forgiving, but because they don't want to end the relationship because they don't think they'll find better, or maybe there's a kid involved. Regardless of what the situation is, you just don't feel like you'll find better, so you're not prepared to move on. And I think the biggest thing in these situations is not necessarily the actual act the person did. It's just the fact that after you see what someone does, especially something stupid and unnecessary like this, like, this is childish. Subscribing to these OnlyFans accounts and consuming that content, knowing that these are people in your girlfriend's personal life, is very childish, especially as a father. But in any case, it also raises questions of, is this someone that you can trust to make respectful decisions when you're not present? Because you forgive him. Oh, you want to raise your family, whatever. You want to be with him. That's fine. But you're always going to have something in the back of your head saying, I wonder what he's doing. I wonder how he's carrying himself. If he's going out, are there going to be girls there? Like, you lose trust in that person's ability to make sound decisions because of what they did. And that creates a lot of insecurity, it creates a lot of distrust, and it creates a situation where you're constantly almost having to baby them. Now you have to go everywhere with them, you have to do regular phone checks, you have to do all these things to give you a sense of security just because you don't think that that person can carry themselves properly on their own. And it just doesn't sound like this guy is there. So I feel like when you're confronting him, I feel like you should give him an out. And that might be manipulative, but just see what he says. I feel like you should ask him and be like, okay, this is what I found. And honestly, this is giving me the feeling that maybe you're not in a space where you'd like to commit, because we've been together 10 years and all of a sudden you're having this type of, you know, behavior towards other women. Like, where is this coming from? Is there something that you want to tell me? Are you not committed to this relationship anymore? Something like that. To see what he says, because if you give him the opportunity to tell you the truth, he might come out and tell you, which is what I think is the case, that he's having feelings or thoughts about other women. Maybe you've been together a long time and he's just kind of feeling trapped. Like, what is it? Why are you doing those things? And it doesn't make it your fault, but give him the opportunity to be honest with you, because you sound like you might forgive him, but if he's doing these things and he's going to continue to do these things, then there's no point of forgiving him anyway, because he doesn't seem like a serious candidate for a long-term relationship. So he's probably going to try and flip the script on you and tell you that you shouldn't have been snooping. And to that, you have to really hold strong and say, yeah, I was snooping, and what? I found what I found, and it's time for you to answer to your crimes. He's done shady things before that made you question him, and he's still doing those things. So at what point is he going to change, and how long are you willing to wait for that? Leave that man, girl. And if you're in a similar situation, please, just don't continue this. Do not allow people to make you look like a fool. So this one, it was so hilarious, I decided to include it as well. So am I the a-hole for not apologizing to my boyfriend after he got angry at me because I cheated in his stream? I, 23-year-old female, recently bought a new kitchen table for my apartment. I'm notoriously bad at assembling stuff, and my boyfriend, 25 male, kept putting it off. So I hired a handyman to do it. My friend was also around at the time. As soon as the handyman left, she kept saying how hot he was and that I should tip him well. My boyfriend asked me if I agree, and I simply didn't entertain the conversation at all. I thought it was a stupid conversation. A few days later, my boyfriend woke up angry at me because in his dream slash nightmare, I cheated on him with the handyman. He said I was making fun of him and that it was extremely graphic and vivid. He said the scenes made him sick and he wishes he could unsee it. I told him he's crazy for being angry at me for cheating in his dream. We had an argument and I refused to say sorry. Am I the a-hole? So basically, am I in the wrong here? I think he is. I don't even know why this girl submitted it, because how could you be in the wrong? And I feel like people don't really realize how dreams can be so connected to your thought process. It can actually be a dream just based on your own insecurities and stuff like that, which is obviously what he's having. And I think that's crazy. Like, all you did was have your furniture assembled and you asked him to do it. He didn't do it. So you hired a handyman, and I think that he was already uncomfortable with it. And then your friend was saying that the handyman was good looking. So that got in his head. And now he's thinking that you think he's good looking too. And he thinks he was getting with the handyman. And him being angry at you is extremely hilarious because you didn't do anything. So I don't see how you could be in the wrong. I guess maybe some might say that maybe you could have consoled him and assured him that nothing happened. But I think that he knew that. So you were just basically dumbfounded by the fact that he would even approach you. And I think he could have just said, hey, I had the dream. But the fact that he got upset with you suggests that he does think that, or he thinks there's a possibility, or he has the insecurity based on the fact that you hired a good-looking man to assemble your table. So I wanted to include this one because the person asked a question that I want to pose to my audience as well, see what your thoughts are. Me and my boyfriend have a pretty rocky relationship. It's safe to say none of my friends really like him, but I love him and I somehow keep giving him and me a chance. Recently, we got into a really big fight and my friend has told me, you know, you better not go back to him. If you get back with him, you don't respect yourself, and I can't be friends with someone who doesn't respect themselves. Ultimately, me and my boyfriend got back together and she's not talking to me anymore because now I'm back with him. Is it wrong that she's not talking to me because I'm back with the guy, or am I wrong for getting back with my boyfriend? I've always been a good friend to her and have always been there for her. I never disrespected her. I just have made poor choices according to her. I know she just wants the best for me and her intentions are good, but does she need to go to the extent of not talking to me anymore? When you're the friend who's making those choices, when you're the friend who's stuck in that cycle with a certain partner, or it doesn't have to be in a partner, let's just say you're doing something that your friends don't agree with and they take a harsh stance or whatever against it, you kind of feel attacked because maybe you want your friend to support you regardless, or you want your friend to be there for you or give you their advice. But I feel like if the definition of a friend is somebody who really looks out for your best interests, who wants the best for you, then obviously it does kind of affect them in some regard because they're constantly hearing about something that is bringing them down. They're hearing about something that they don't agree with. Your mood may be always down or something because you're going through it with your man. Like, I feel like people, when they're in that situation, they don't see how it actually does affect the other person. But if you're lashing out on other people because of what you're going through with him, if you're not present because of what you're going through with him, then it starts to affect them. And at the same time, it's like, if I'm going to be your friend and I see you doing the same type of thing, it does start to annoy me because I want my friends and the people around me to be people who can inspire me, people who can uplift me, and people who I am like-minded with. So I think that if you're surrounded by people who are not holding themselves to a high standard, who are not respecting themselves or are constantly in the same pattern, it just rubs off negative energy. And sometimes you don't want to be around that. But at the same time, you know, you feel for the friend because it's just like, maybe I need to learn on my own. Maybe I need to be ready to be done with this. It's not just because you tell me I shouldn't go back to them or I shouldn't do this. That's not the thing that's going to be able to stop me or be able to end the cycle. Like, it's my own personal struggle, my own personal situation. So you might give me your advice, but that doesn't mean it's going to be so easy to just end something because you say I should. And that's fair. I don't know if I would completely cut somebody off because of that. I feel like sometimes I would just create distance. Whenever you're done with that situation and you're thinking better, or you're ready to make some changes, then I feel like we could be friends again. Maybe you were just going through it. You were blinded by love. I would consider permanently cutting them off if it's a constant situation where they're always doing this, they're always losing themselves in these situations, and it's just starting to get old. The way that your friend spoke to you was a bit mad, like saying that she can't be friends with people who don't respect themselves. I think it was a little harsh and condescending, to be fair. So I think she could have expressed it in a different way. I feel like it's better that you come from a place of concern as opposed to just judging them and acting superior to them just because maybe you wouldn't put up with what they're putting up with, you know?
So this one is posted pretty recently. Like when I'm reading it, it was posted about 35 minutes ago. And I thought it was pretty interesting. So this one is, am I the a-hole? My partner of several years has recently joined an amateur theater company and I'm struggling to get over the intimacy scenes. My partner, female of several years, has been involved in two separate theater companies. It is something she was involved in before we met and she recently got back into it as a hobby slash interest. It is unpaid and it involves a lots of rehearsals, often as early as 6 p.m. till as late as 10 p.m. This could be anywhere from 3 to 6 times a week over the year leading up to the shows. She is doing something she loves and is passionate about and is also providing a friendship network for her. My issue is the amount of time she isn't around is starting to affect me. The times can change frequently and she gets home so late that she's often extremely tired and goes straight to sleep. This obviously means we're not seeing much of one another and it feels like we're just passing by. Now this is where I pose the questions. Am I the a-hole? Due to what I mentioned above, naturally we have not been very intimate as we either have got no time or she's going straight to sleep due to the late finish and being exhausted from all the dancing and performing. This obviously is making me feel low, but any attempt at discussing my problem with how little we have because of the theater company is quickly shut down sarcastically with, I will just quit then and not see my friends. Now I know that's a trap, as even if I agreed, I would be the partner that's not supportive. So I made peace with it and decided that maybe I was being selfish and I should stop complaining. Well, that was until a conversation we just had. She had been cast for a major role and had told me a little about what was required of her and said it had involved some dancing with a male companion. I thought nothing of it until she let it slip that they had to touch each other during the show in a sexual manner. Now, this is the first she had mentioned it in months that she'd been practicing. Straight away, she can tell by my face that I'm stunned and hurt. She laughed it off and says it's just a part of the show and nowhere near as awkward as a kiss scene she has with another male cast. Now this has annoyed me. At no point had she disclosed that the show would require her to kiss someone else. I even quizzed her and she shut me down and said I should have known because of what the show was. Now I understand that it's very common in theater for people to have to kiss or touch each other, but to not tell me until a week before the show, I feel betrayed and extremely anxious about it all. I'm not normally a jealous person, but I feel like the combination of lack of intimacy and wondering has me thinking all sorts. I know she's not the type, but that doesn't stop the thoughts. They rambled for a bit more, but that was long, so let me just get into what I think about it. When she got the script, when she got casted, she would have known that these were a part of the requirements of the expectations of her, so I think that it would have been nice for her to let you know and see if you were comfortable. But I think it's fair. Like, I don't think you're in the wrong here. Naturally, you know, you and her haven't been connecting as much. She's been really busy. So I can see why you feel a type of way. I think that she's kind of dismissed your concerns. You've let her know that theater is taking a lot of her time and that you don't really feel connected in certain ways or whatever. And she's kind of just dismissed you, which I think is unfair. I don't know. Like, I feel like you should be supportive to her because you're her partner. But at the same time, it seems like there's quite a bit of like sexual or intimate aspects of this theater. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you to support her because I wouldn't support my man. I wouldn't. He gonna have to quit the play. And it's unpaid even. It's not work. So what are you doing? Free rubbing, free carrying on, you know? I don't know. It seems sus, and I feel like at the very least, it's not to criticize her because if she was doing this before she met you, you knew that she was involved in theater, and to not completely turn against her, right? Like there's actors who have marriages and relationships, and they do you know, certain scenes or they do certain things where they're getting a little handsy, a little touchy with the opposite sex, but they're doing that, right? And it's a part of their job and their partner respects it or just doesn't mind, or maybe they do mind, but they let go of those feelings and let go of that jealousy to support their partner. So one could make the argument that you should be supportive, but I wouldn't be supportive, so I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I think that she should have let you know. It's really too late for you to have an opinion now that it's a week away from the performance. And I feel like if it didn't come up at this point, then she would have probably been comfortable just having you show up if you were planning to go and just see that. And that's kind of problematic. I think it would have been considerate for her to give you a heads up. It's not like this is her career. She's doing it for free. So it's not that she must do it. It's different from saying, oh, this is my career. Like, I have to do this as a part of my career. I'm an actor. You're not an actor, babe. You're an amateur at the theater. So this is very voluntary. It's very much optional. You know, it's not required, but it's her hobby. And even if she doesn't want you to have a choice, she's going to do it regardless. Fine. I feel like she's not really open to hearing what you think about it. So it just kind of seems like you have to roll with it when theater is taking over her life and you're not really getting what you want out of the relationship. It just doesn't really seem like she's taking that seriously. And fair enough if it's a hobby and she really enjoys it. But in either case, I think she should be spending more time with you and at least recognizing how her hobby may be inconveniencing this relationship and, you know, the long hours and stuff like that. You still need to get what you want out of it too. And I don't really think that she cares, to be honest. I think she wants to do her love scenes and her Shakespeare and all of that jazz, and she doesn't care how you feel. So I don't know, go and see the show, see what it's giving, see how passionately she's touching the other person, and see if you can stomach it. But I feel like people act like you have to go along with something just because they make a decision. Like, she made a decision to do that, and that's fine, but actions have consequences, and not everybody's going to put up with everything. So at the end of the day, if you're not okay with something, if you don't want to watch her kiss up on guys, then that's valid. Most people wouldn't. And if you're not okay with it, it doesn't mean that you're insecure or whatever. It just means that maybe it's just not your cup of tea. I don't think you should make her or anyone else make you feel bad about simply setting a boundary and just saying that something makes you uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable, you're uncomfortable. And that's valid. Like I said, this episode was very impromptu, but I think it was a good one and I enjoyed recording it. Let me know what you think about any of these scenarios. Give me your opinion. Give me what you would do or your perspective, especially if it differs from mine. So once again, thank you for listening. Do let me know if you'd like a part two of this episode, because I'm constantly collecting and scrolling through Reddit to see different scenarios that I could use for future episodes. So if you're interested, let me know if you'd like a part two of this episode. And if you have any scenarios as well that you'd like to send me, feel free to send them to me on Instagram. So with that being said, until next time, sincerely, Jada.